Can PC tablets solve our education woes? A tool such as an ebook or a computer tablet will give the child access to vast amounts of information and knowledge. A majority of children around the country cannot afford to buy books, and printing costs limit the government's budget. If books can be downloaded at a fraction of the cost of their paper copies, it may be more affordable for the government to subsidize such devices. It could even be a way to resolve corruption in printing school books, a continuous scandal that has led to illegal printing and substandard quality of the books, both in physical presentation and content. And if it is not just an ebook but a tablet, the student could use it to explore the internet, play interactive educational games, while at the same time engaging in the art and writing skills of the new digital world. As the world turns paperless, a different set of skills is needed to be taught and learned for our children to compete and survive. Now, with Pua'atai running the government, Education Minister Vorovat Aupinyakun is pushing for implementation of this program. He started his job by mentioning his intention to revise the Education Ministry's 400 billion baht budget, especially pertaining to those projects that seem to overlap with the tablet policy, such as budgetary items involving libraries and computer rooms. He has also indicated that the tablet handouts will begin with students attending Pratom 1, or Grade 1, nationwide. And that is when the warning alarms began to ring. For even if the intentions are good, in order to turn a vision into reality, the government must not let policy falter into mere populism. The handing out of an educational tool such as an ebook or tablet is not an end in itself, and certainly not a substitute for the entire learning process. The one tablet per child policy alone will not solve all the nation's education woes. There is the larger context in which the tablet policy must fit in, and a preparation process will be necessary to make the tool effective. Gaps in education opportunities exist. Poverty remains a barrier to access and school attendance. Classes are large, and many still learn by rote. The target of studying is to pass exams, and therefore parents are forced to send their kids to tutorial schools, designed to make students score highly in various examinations. The well-to-do can afford this, even with a strain on their wallets, but the poor are left out. For the computer tablet itself, many issues need addressing before the handouts can begin. First is, what content should be put in the digital libraries and allowed to be downloaded? Essential school books with interactive features would be very valuable, but have these even been developed? Will the content be of good enough quality? Some materials in present school books are outdated, so to merely change the medium from paper to electronic would be a waste. A whole new design to engage students in the digital medium is required, as these are totally different from printed matter. Who will be responsible for updating the materials and measuring their quality and relevance? Second, what about other books? I would imagine an extra reading list with books ready to be downloaded. But do they have a price tag, or will these be for free? Has the government secured the necessary intellectual rights for digital distribution? It certainly should, and not only for books and digital knowledge in Thai, but also in other languages? And will some of the needed material be translated and disseminated for free or at minimal cost? Third, a word of caution. Advertisements must not be allowed, except perhaps from respectable state enterprises. If allowed, these ads should come in the form of sponsorships without blatant advertising. no products deemed exploitative of children should be considered. Fourth, will games be allowed to be downloaded? Are certain websites to be locked out? How are we going to control the use of computer tablets for educational purposes only? Fifth, in the digital world, the younger generation are quick at adapting, but what about the teachers and trainers? Has the ministry thought of programs to retrain teachers and instructors into facilitators of the new tools? Do the teachers understand the implications? And are they willing to use the tablets in an effective manner? Every government comes in with sugary words about improving the quality of teachers and increasing their salaries and welfare, but teachers always end up with more paperwork rather than teaching, and must struggle each month to make ends meet. Sixth, the budget and procurement. This involves the hardware part, the tablet, and the software that makes it operable. How much of the taxpayers' money is going to be spent? If the education ministry plans to give concessions to the private sector, at what price and terms will these be? I personally do not think it should be a concession, as the companies involved will try to make a profit out of our children in return. What is the ministry's business model? All the above questions must be thought through and answered. The process must be hatched out in its entirety and explained to the general public. All stakeholders must participate in making such a program effective. Merely buying the tablets and putting them in the hands of students will guarantee the project's failure and a waste not only of financial resources, but the invaluable time of our next generation.